As the nation returns to a post-election landscape, New Orleans voters are still being courted in local contests. Two city council races are still not decided. There will be runoffs in New Orleans City Council Districts B and E, involving residents in Uptown and in the 9th Ward in New Orleans East. University of New Orleans political science professor Ed Chervenak says the biggest challenge facing the four candidates will be keeping voters engaged in the process.
That's the key for these candidates. They're going to have to continue to let people know that there's an election. Most people are just exhausted at this point and probably just want to put all this behind them. But these candidates are going to have to keep the foot on the gas and let voters know that, hey, we need you to show up for the runoff.
Chervenak says they won't want to repeat the fate of former Congressman Bill Jefferson, who survived a primary held in conjunction with the 2008 presidential contest, but he lost to Republican Joseph Gow in a runoff that drew few voters back to the polls. And the proposal to extend the Crescent City Connection tolls for 20 years is now winning, but by only 8 votes of the 310,000 that were cast.
The vote on the tolls was very surprising. In no way did I believe that the results would be as close as they are. I figured that people were very skeptical about renewing the tolls and that it would be defeated easily, but I was incorrect.
A review of the votes on the toll extension is expected this weekend. The council runoff races are scheduled for December 8th. For WWNO, I'm Eileen Fleming.